TLC AM Indianapolis. Indy's choice for inspiration and praise. AM 1310, The Light.
Welcome back to the second half of Afternoons with Amos. I'm Amos Brown. Glad to have you here. We're talking the Affordable Care Act. We're talking health care let me reset everybody, Scott Streeter, Vice President for Wonderful Things with CareSource. They're an Ohio company, but they are one of the companies offering health insurance as part of the Affordable Care Act here in the state of Indiana through the Marketplace. The Marketplace is healthcare.gov or the toll-free number, which is
1-800-318-316-2596.
And we've got, and that was Carmen Lowry, a certified licensed by the great state of Indiana, just like insurance. She's licensed through the Indiana Department of Insurance, just like insurance agents are. She is a official navigator through HealthNet, and she's helping us out because there's certain questions about healthcare reform that only a licensed navigator can answer. And we also have Indiana folks from CareSource, Steve Smitherman, who's the executive director of CareSource here in the great state of Indiana, and Lakeisha Zachary, who is a provider engagement person. I mean, she talks to the healthcare industry on behalf of CareSource. They are here. Back to the phones. Oh, before I go back to the phones, let me ask, and this may be more for Carmen, but everybody can join in. As you all have talked to consumers, as you have dealt with folks, what are the top three things folks don't understand about this Affordable Care Act and the Marketplace?
Oh, that's a good one. What it covers, what it doesn't cover, as far as employer coverage. Mm-hmm. You know, you just can't decide that I don't like the insurance that my employers offer me, so I'm just going to go to the Marketplace. Mm-hmm. That may not be correct.
Right.
It may be in some situations, but we found more times than not that has not been accurate. Who can be covered?
Mm-hmm.
If you have Medicaid, Medicare, or private insurance, you know, obviously you're covered already, right, through insurance. And then how much does it cost?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just want to know off the bat, how much am I looking at? And it's hard to give that information without going through the application and entering in all the information, your income and who's in your household, you know, your children, your spouse, without entering in all that information. We can't tell you it's going to be X amount of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Scott Streeter and Steve Smitherman with CareSource. Are there some rare medical procedures, some unusual medical procedures, or even things like hearing aids and some specialty things that CareSource does not cover? Is it fair to say that under the Affordable Care Act, these plans have to cover the basics, anything that deals with your heart or your extremities or your eyes or you got a baby due, those the mumps, the chicken pox Angelina Jolie has, those regular types of ailments that people have, but are there some things that are not covered?
Well, the good news about the Affordable Care Act with the Marketplace, it does help standardize insurance.
Okay.
And in the past, it was confusing. You would have to do the guesswork of what's covered. So there's 10 essential health benefits. We are required to provide inpatient hospitalization coverage, required for prescription drug coverage,
okay,
outpatient behavioral health. So vast majority of conditions will be covered, period. Of course, there are going to maybe some experimental procedure that some hospital or physician may want to try. That may or may not be covered. It will be up to our medical director.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to try to keep costs down for the entire population. But again, what was nice about the Affordable Care Act is that it was trying to make healthcare affordable, accessible for all by having 10 essential health benefits. I mentioned just a few, but in the past, some of those things weren't covered, and people were surprised.
And you got... Lakeisha's showing me the list. Hospitalization, mental health, that's there?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. But that's a good thing. Lab services, preventive and wellness services, pediatrics for kids, including dental and vision care, maternity and newborn care before and after the kid gets here. Hospitalization, emergency services, ambulatory patient services, that's the outpatient care. Prescription drugs, we already talked about. And rehabilitative devices and services and devices to help people with injuries, disabilities, or chronic conditions gain or recover their mental and physical skills. Is on the mental health, since that is required now under the Affordable Care Act with everyone, Is that an area where a lot of consumers don't realize that benefit is there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And especially within our population, we don't really talk about mental health. And mental health, that does cover addictions and things of that nature.
Right.
And we just don't talk about it. We brush it up underneath the rug. And that is covered by, those are the 10 essential coverage that all health insurances have to offer for their participants.
239-1310, 239-1310. The other thing, before I go to the phones, Lakeisha, are you guys coming into Indiana, has it been difficult getting doctors to say, I will be covered, I'll work with you guys, you pay me what we agree to pay me, which is not what the original bill is, because everybody knows they patent the bill and you only gonna pay what you think is real. Has that been difficult signing up doctors and hospitals?
It hasn't. It's been surprising. Yeah, no, very well received in the Indiana community. CareSource, being a nonprofit organization, I think sits well with a lot of our providers and hospitals that are in our network. I think one thing that really differentiates us is we take 92 cents out of every dollar and put it back into medical care.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an industry-leading number that is not matched by any of our competitors. So I think that's one of the things that's well received by the facilities and providers we contract with. Also,
so they feel that, okay, we know you're not going to pay us 100% of what this bill is, but at least we know you're not buying somebody a condo in Vail or something.
Correct. And we don't have shareholders to keep happy. And I think that's one thing that, you know, at CareSource in Indiana, the consumers, when they pay their premiums, 92 cents of that every dollar they pay is going back into medical services. And I think it also gives them a sense of comfort to know that we're not sending their money to shareholders in Texas and California and other states. We try really hard to work with what we call our health partners, which are the hospitals and providers, to make things as easy as possible to work with us.
All right, back to the phones. And Lorraine, hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wanting to know, has deadline passed and what is the penalty?
No.
That's a great question. Okay, Madam Navigator, what deadlines are we now working with?
We are working for right now. If you get coverage, say today, your coverage would not start until February 1st.
Okay.
The deadline that just passed that everybody heard about and that everybody was concerned about was December 15th, and that was for coverage starting January 1. The end of open enrollment ends on February 15th for everything. If you get coverage February 15th, your coverage would not start until March 1st.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've not missed the boat of getting coverage in 2015?
No, not yet.
You've just missed the January 1 start effective date.
All right. You go ahead,
Lorraine. February 15th is the cutoff to sign up for the Affordable Care Act.
February 15th. That's correct.
Yeah.
February 15th.
Yes.
If your employer doesn't offer it, like you work a part-time job, employers don't offer health care to you. So what percentage do you have to pay, or you go on the health care market and
it's,
try to find some, or what?
It's based on an individualized basis. So you could just contact us, and we could do enrollment for you. That number is 317-760-2609.
And that's one thing I'd like to point out also, Amos, that CareSource offers.
Well, hold on. Let me make sure. Lorraine, did you get that number?
Just a minute. I'm trying to listen.
317-760-2609.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, another thing that we offer, anyone that's interested in joining CareSource can call that number. We have individuals that can assist you over the phone. We have individuals that can come out and meet with you face-to-face. And assist you through the process, the enrollment process, or to assist you through the process to see if you qualify to be on the marketplace.
All right, let me go to Naisha, 239-1310. Hi there.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am the owner of a fairly new house call practice, nurse practitioner-owned house call practice, and I'm wondering, how can I become credentialed as a provider for CareSource?
That number that Lakeisha just provided, you can contact her, and she would be happy to work with you to get you set up as a participating provider with CareSource. And that number, again, is
317-760-2609.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Let me go to Dorothy at 239-1310.
Thank you so much.
Hi.
If I'm with United Healthcare and Social Security included with that, and now you get a bill saying you're going to have to pay $29 extra, not to the Social Security, to the extra cost you're going to have to pay.
And that's,
I can't explain to you what this is about.
And that is through your Medicare?
United Healthcare.
But this is your Medicare supplemental? You're on Medicare?
Yes, sir.
And Medicare can't explain to you why you're paying $29 more?
No.
And you call them, you call 1-800-MEDIC?
That was paid from United Healthcare.
And they can't explain it?
No.
If you've called their customer service and asked to speak with a supervisor?
Well, I didn't ask for a supervisor. Talk with a person that's supposed to be able to know whatever.
Well, if the person is supposed to know don't know, then you ask for a supervisor.
Oh, have you heard anything about that?
No, and what we're talking about here doesn't cover Medicare.
Oh, so you if you want to switch to...
You can't. If you're on Medicare, you
yes,
can't
sir.
Switch to the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act is for people under 65.
Oh, okay. Thank you for letting me know, because I was sure trying to... I'm going to Affordable Care. Okay.
All right, I appreciate
thank
that.
You.
It sounds like... I bet the people from CareSource are going to be sending an email to Health and Human Services saying, y'all need to differentiate that the Affordable Care Act is under 65. Carmen, you've heard a lot of that confusion out there?
Yes, yes. And that's one of the questions that I do ask when someone contacts me. I ask how old they are, how old everybody is in the household. Because then, you know, that may be, if it's a child, they may be eligible to get Medicaid and not onto the parents' plan. Or if they're over the age of 65, then I know I cannot assist them because we do not do.
See, y'all are starting to frighten me because in the less time that I really want to deal with this, I've got to deal with Medicare, and I'm dreading this already. Anyway, I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310 this afternoon's name is back to the phones. And Anonymous, hi there.
Hey, Amos, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, to you and your guests, I have a question. I believe that this Obamacare and everything is for to help us. But what I can't understand is why is it so expensive? Because I have a family of five, and I don't know exactly how much my wife makes, but I would say it's under $40,000. And she's paying like $400 a month.
And
to me, it seemed like when it became law, it just seemed like all the states just jacked up their premiums. And also, is it because of Governor Pence is not in, I don't know what it is that he didn't get into, but a lot of states are, I'll just put it like this, it seemed like the Democratic states are cheaper than what the Republican states are.
Now let me ask you, this is the insurance that you got last year, correct?
That's correct.
Did you go into the website to see is there anything cheaper? Because there's more plans available this year, the year's coming for 2015, than there were for 2014.
Well, that could be so, but I know last year.
No,
he did.
Oh, last year it was high, but that there's more competition this year. And actually the average premium for health insurance for 2015 under the Affordable Care Act in Indiana is less than it was last year.
Well, you know what? I will ask her again what she went under, but matter of fact, she did go on about a week or so ago.
Uh-huh.
And she come to find out that the insurance that she had was still cheaper than what it was when she went through the certain market. Now, I don't know if she went to the right market or not.
She might have gone to the new market.
Is she self-employed or is she with an employer?
No, she's with an employer.
So does the employer offer her coverage?
the officer tells her that she has to pay for it out of her pocket.
Well, see the Affordable Care Act coverage is, in some cases, maybe cheaper than the coverage you have with your employer. But there's restrictions as to whether you can switch.
And it could be that issue that for the employee only coverage that the premium is below that 9.5%. So when she goes to look on the marketplace that it's coming up higher because she won't receive any of those subsidies.
All right. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Let me go to Lorraine at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to make a comment about the senior that called in about the United Healthcare $29 premium.
Yeah.
That's actually a premium payment before this year, up to this year, it was a zero premium that was paid on that. You didn't have to pay any premium for the last couple of years. Well, this coming year, January 1st, 2015,
they're
going to start charging $29 a month for a premium. See, before there was no premium. It was a $0 premium. But January 1st, there's going to be a $29 a month premium.
And this is for a supplemental to regular Medicare.
Well, it's actually an Advantage plan.
Yeah, that's a supplemental.
Yeah, supplemental, yes. But it's for Medicare
right.
People that have United Healthcare.
Right.
What she's not understanding is the $29. The $29 is a premium that she hadn't been paying.
Oh, it sounds like the art museum. You weren't paying anything now you got to pay $18.
No, that's right. Exactly. That's the same thing it is. You wasn't paying anything, now you got to pay $29.
All right. We appreciate it. We appreciate that. See, that's why we have the smartest talk show audience in the world. If we don't have the answer, somebody's going to call in with it. Appreciate it. Let me go to Perspective Agent. There's a new person that comes to the game. Hi, Perspective.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, Amos, I got a question. I was actually working with a well-known insurance agency, and they were offering some health coverage to potential people through the Affordable Care Act, and through the fair market, they had this PPO plan, which is the only PPO on the open market with the Affordable Care Act, which is quite expensive.
Well, hold on a second. When you say this agent, were they official navigators?
They actually sell.
No. Did they use the term navigator?
No, they're not a navigator.
Well, see,
no.
The only people. Well, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. And is this company one of the only one of six companies authorized to sell insurance under the Affordable Care Act?
They are.
They're authorized
to sell it, but at the same sense, they were only doing the PPO.
Hold on a second. Did you go to the official government website and see whether that company was there listed as a plan?
I really don't. The company that I'm talking about is the large. Well, I put this, you can figure out what company it is when I say it's the largest company in the United States.
Well, there's a whole lot of large companies in the United States.
I said the largest.
All right, so we're talking about Anthem?
No, I'm talking about State Farm.
No, guess what? State Farm is not one of the insurance companies. I love my friends at State Farm. They are not one of the insurance companies involved with the Affordable Care Act. They are not.
They are through Anthem.
No, I don't. I have people here that know who the companies are, and they're all giving me these strange looks.
Yeah, I think what it is, Amos, is there are licensed insurance agents and brokers in the state of Indiana that are selling the Affordable Care products to consumers. CareSource, we've made the decision not to utilize agents and brokers to sell our product. And one of the reasons for that is so that we can keep the product more affordable. You know, that is our mission and goal, is provide an affordable product at CareSource to consumers. So some of these agents and brokers aren't going to even present us as an option, or some other companies for that matter as an option, if they're not signed up and being paid.
Is it fair to say that people with the who represent a particular insurance company, they're only authorized to deal with that company. And caller, what you have to do is talk to an official navigator. The navigators can show you every plan that's being offered in the community by every company.
Well, one of the things navigators can't do is they can show you all of it, but then you got to figure it out yourself. I think.
Oh no! Wait a minute. This navigator is hurt because that ain't what her job is. What can you do, Carmen? What can you do for prospective agent here?
What we can
any
do?
Any navigator? Well, hold on. Well, let her answer. She's the navigator.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What we can do is go through the entire application process with you, and once we're done, we submit the application, and it pops up all the plans that you would be eligible for. And we will sit down, and if you want to go through if there's 29 plans and you want to go through 29 plans, I will sit there and go through 29 plans with you.
But it's the consumer's choice which plan.
It's the consumer's choice which plan. I do not represent any health insurance company. And I cannot say, oh, you need to go with this one because this one's better. I want what's best for you, and whatever you choose is what we're going to go with.
Yeah, the reason why I was saying that the agent has a bit more advantage than a navigator, because for one, we're licensed, so we know a little bit more about.
Do you know that every navigator in Indiana is licensed by the Indiana Department of Insurance, the same people that license insurance agents?
Yeah, but they're only licensed to navigate people to look at insurance, but they're not licensed to like far as health insurance. They don't have a health insurance license. Then we have a navigator's license.
I hear what you're saying. I don't understand it, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, our agent has to have a life and health, well, basically a health license.
Yeah, but
the navigators don't have.
But the bottom line is, you're the consumer. You choose. If you just want to go through the toll free number or healthcare.gov and make the choice yourself, you're free to do that. And then nobody gets a commission. The agent don't get nothing because it all comes to you. But I appreciate the call. 239-1310. 239-1310. Afternoon's Davis. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more after these.
Hi, this is Linda L.C. Clemens. And when I want to stay informed, I always listen to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
And wanting to be fair to my friends, the good neighbors at State Farm, we went to State Farm's website, statefarm.com, and they offer medical health insurance. And they offer health insurance, individual coverage, Medicare, prescription drug under Medicare, Medicare supplemental health insurance. But what is not there is the magic word marketplace. And only health insurers that have been approved for a marketplace, either the federal government's marketplace, which includes Indiana, or an individual state's marketplace, can sell health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. So I think the previous caller got confused with the health insurance products that State Farm sells with the approved health insurance products approved for the state of Indiana by companies like CareSource, Anthem. There's others that I've heard of, but not my good friend, the good neighbors at State Farm. So I hope we've clarified that. If you can call, drop my friend's name, drop it right. 239-1310. 239-1310's Afternoons with Amos. Back to the phones at Jackie. Hi there.
Hello, how are you? I have a question. Yeah. I have insurance from where I retired from. It's Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. I've signed up for my Social Security, but I'm wanting to know, do I have to have another policy to cover? Because both of them are cover 80-80. So I'm in a limo. I asked the Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. They told me they couldn't give me no answer because I didn't want to be out of end up having paying out money.
All right, let me ask a simple question. Are you over 65?
No, I will be 65 in April.
In April coming. Now, this is a very good question. First of all, it sounds like that she would be eligible under the Affordable Care Act. Sounds like she has an individual coverage from Anthem. But if she's going to hit Medicare age in April, that's a whole different kettle of fish. It sounds like LaKeisha and Carmen, she needs to stand pat right now.
if she already has coverage mm-hmm. and she's happy with that coverage, then she can stick with that coverage. If she wants to go through the marketplace and look and see what's out there, then you can always do that. But if it's off, if it's sponsored through an employer, then
this is not employer. This individual, correct?
It's through an employer, right?
I pay a premium
from Anthem, but I'll pay for my hospitalization on.
But it's still through your employer, through your retirement with that employer, correct?
Right. Yes.
All right. The other thing is, because I'm getting close to Medicare age, if you're on private insurance, y'all may not have the answer. If you're on private insurance and you hit Medicare and that, and the card comes to me in the mail saying, welcome to Medicare, do I have to drop what I have and go to Medicare? If somebody's on the Affordable Care Act at 63 or 64 and they hit Medicare age, what does happen?
You need to notify the marketplace, because at Medicare, once you get Medicare, you're no longer eligible for marketplace insurance, because mm-hmm. that is coverage for those people who cannot get Medicare or Medicaid or, you know, private insurance, employer-sponsored insurance, and if you fall into those categories. And it's just a simple phone call. You call the marketplace, hey, I just turned 65. I am now receiving Medicare. I need to cancel my marketplace.
And you can cancel with no penalty and just stop making those payments.
That's correct.
Right.
Okay. No harm, no foul.
That's correct.
Okay. 239. See, I'm learning things. 239-1310. 239-1310. Back to the phones. And Clyde. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
I'm coming in late on the conversation, but I have a question for the navigator.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I've been assisting a friend since last Monday to get everything right. She finally got the plan and set up the payment, but the problem is, since last Monday, she's been unable to access her information herself. So they're supposed to have been resetting a password, sending her a temporary password to set up. This has been going on since Monday last week.
Let me ask this: Does she have an account number with healthcare.gov?
Yes.
Carmen, can she call the toll-free number and give them the account number, and they can work that out?
And they can work it out. That number.
That's what I've been talking to.
You've been talking to
the 800 people.
And the 800 people can't figure it out?
Each person I talked to said that they would escalate it up or whatever they do.
The last time you called the 800 number, did you ask to speak with a supervisor?
No, I did not.
That should be your next step, is calling the 800 number and ask to speak with the supervisor on duty.
And I can say that the system has been overloaded,
so
there's been some access issues.
No, really?
But it's a lot better than it was last year, so we're happy. So there has been some access issues. However, when you call the 1-800 number, they've been saying just to leave an email and they'll contact you through email once the system is ready. But it sounds like she's already completed the application.
And they've not sent
it. Right, she has.
All right, let me ask you this. Has she sent emails to them so you've got a paper trail that you've been on them?
No, sir.
Does she have email capability?
Yes.
Would that be the best thing right now? You know, put on record, hey, we've talked to you so many times. You promised that you were going to send this. Y'all ain't sent it. So that there's at least a start of a paper trail.
And are you trying to contact the marketplace or the individual's insurance company?
The marketplace.
Okay, but she already has a plan.
Yes, she finally got to choose a plan.
And she has
it's kind of difficult to choose a plan over the phone.
Right,
and she has the account number. The problem is she can't get in. And she's tried to reset the password. Is that the problem?
That's the problem. Correct. Okay. And they say, okay, it'll take from now to 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
and you should get an email mm-hmm. with a temporary password. Well, it's been 24 hours with all last week and all this week so far.
Also, check the spam folder. I would just call the marketplace. I mean, if there's a specific question for the marketplace, is it something that she needs to change, or what is it? Because you might be better off calling the individual's insurance company directly.
Okay.
What are you trying to, you're trying to get back into the system to do what? To do?
Well, she just wanted to be able to have access so she could visual look at the different plans herself.
So she hasn't.
Co-pays and different things like that.
So she hasn't picked a plan yet?
Yeah, she has picked a plan.
Has she paid the first premium?
No, not yet.
Does she have a confirmation that she has the plan?
Yes.
Okay, what it sounds like is she just wants to be able to get back in just to have that peace of mind that, yeah, I got it.
Pretty much so.
But this is a dumb question. Once you get the plan and you're signed up, do they send you a confirmation email? How do you really know you have the plan?
The insurance company should be contacting you, saying, hey, welcome to X Insurance. This is how you pay us. Here's our contact information. When she chose the plan, the number for the plan should have been given to her along with the plan ID number.
She did get that.
Then I think the next step would be to go to, which company is it? CareSource won't mind.
Anthem.
It is who?
Anthem.
Anthem. I would say
if she has the
number for the policy and she has the toll-free number with Anthem, then she needs to get on Anthem and get that peace of mind that Anthem knows they're in the system.
Okay, yeah. I'll be sure to pass it on. Yeah. One last quick question. My niece, college student, she applied and they said that Medicaid would be sending her something. So last year she did the same thing and she's still waiting on a letter from Medicaid from last year.
Well, that's called write Mike Pence and say do what the governor of Ohio did, who's Republican, conservative, but he expanded Medicaid in Ohio, and you know, our governor just needs to do what Governor Kasich did and just get with the program. But that's neither here nor there.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's Neighbors. Back to the phones. And Dorothy, hi there.
Hey, thank you so much. I was talking about that United Healthcare thing.
Yeah.
With that $29.
Yeah.
And you started to try to explain that.
And a lady called in and said it is a premium that replaces that you used to get for free and now you got to pay for.
And it's separate from Social Security.
Yes.
Oh, what kind of game is that?
Call your congressman and call your senator. I'm not sure what kind of game it is.
Okay, give me Carson's number.
283-6516.
6516.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you again.
You're welcome. 239-1310. 239-1310. Afternoon's Neighbors. We'll take a break. We've learned a lot today. We'll learn even more when we return. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Maggie Lewis, president of the City County Council. And when I want to stay informed, I always listen to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
The director of the Marion County Health Department, Dr. Virginia Kane, will be here tomorrow in our first hour to talk about the health assessments needs here in Indianapolis and Marion County. We will also ask her who was the choir on that ad. Oh, yes, we will ask that question. That's becoming my new favorite Christmas carol. 239-1310, 239-1310. Speaking of that health, we're talking with the folks from CareSource. We're talking with the folks from Navigator, from HealthNet. 239-1310, back to the phones. And Tammy, hi there. Tammy, you're on the air. What's up?
I just have a general insurance question. What is the difference between PPO coverage and HMO coverage, and why is the PPO more expensive and not offered via the marketplace?
All right, CareSource people, what's the difference between PPO and HMO?
And why it's not offered as, and why PPO is not offered as much as HMO, and why is PPO more expensive?
All right,
and the reason I asked for that question, because with my previous insurance via all my employers, PPO seemed like the best coverage.
All right, Janae Green with HealthNet will answer that one.
Know that it's very limited, but in my understanding of the difference between PPO and HMO, it comes from one of the two. You have to pick one physician, and you have to, the HMO, you have to pick one physician, and you can only go to that. Whereas with a PPO, you don't have to pick a primary care physician. You can go to any that is in the network. So that's the limited primary difference between a PPO and an HMO.
So plans under the Affordable Care Act, are PPO go anywhere with your doctor, or is it the HMO, you pick one and you that's the one you use?
Well, CareSource has an HMO model, but it's a little different in the fact that, we have an open access HMO model, which means you can go to any CareSource provider for services without needing to obtain any type of referral or authorization. Each plan is different. If you look on the marketplace, there are some PPO plans that are offered, but our model has always been more of an HMO model, and that's what we offer.
But it has more of a choice that you're not limited to a doctor. Is that fair? Because I think that's what the caller is.
Yeah, it's not limited to a doctor. We do ask that you, at CareSource, ask that you select a primary care physician and develop a relationship with that physician as your primary caregiver. But we do not limit you in the other providers that you can see. For instance, IU Health is in the CareSource network. And if you pick an IU Health family practice doctor as your primary care physician, you can go to an IU Health cardiologist or an IU Health podiatrist or whatever you choose, because they're all in network.
And Tammy, it may be because since this healthcare reform was designed so that every American would have health insurance, I think they wanted to make it as wide as possible in terms of the choice of where you go for healthcare by the consumer. I think that may be the biggest difference. That's a great question, though. It really is.
Could I ask one additional question?
Yes, ma'am.
If you have time?
Yes, ma'am. Come on.
The new regulations that have been, I guess, defined by the federal government as far as women's health and in regards to, like, pap smears and women's health exams, how have the insurance carriers adjusted? Because remember, the government came out and said that women over a certain age or women of a certain age, you should only get a pap smear or an annual once every 5 years, as opposed to once a year, which I found to be beneficial because, early detection. How are the insurance carriers what type of adjustments are they making to that?
Great question.
As part of the Affordable Care Act, there are all preventative services must be provided to consumers at no cost. So as we were talking earlier about the focus that CareSource puts on preventative services, that would be those annual visits, those pap smears, mammograms, those types of things.
And I think her question was, it used to be the recommendation was to get a pap smear every year. And then somebody came and said, no, it needs to be every 3 or 4 years. Are you saying under CareSource and under the Affordable Care Act, it's still the every year, that it would still be considered a preventative care?
Yeah, that's correct. It's every year.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. You guys have been wonderful. Thank you so much for answering my question.
All right, thank you. 239-1310. Back to the phones and Ron. Hi there.
Hey, look, I am on Social Security. I have Medicare. I'm also still working, so I also have employee-sponsored health care. Should I have both?
All right. You're over 65.
How does that work?
You're over 65?
Sure.
So you have Medicare and your employer's insurance, correct?
Yes. I'm in the medical field.
Okay. If you're there and that's your coverage,
you're covered. Cool. Mm-hmm. You're covered.
Okay. So you said it's all right that I have both?
Yes. Because one is basically a primary and the other is a secondary, so you're dually covered.
Okay, so all right. So even the other question is.
Okay.
Okay. I have the highest plan. I don't know if it's PPO. I guess it's a PPO.
Through your
the way you just explained it.
Through your
but I have the highest plan that my company has.
Okay.
So I can go in and out of system wherever I need to go.
Right.
Okay. But I have a $1,500 deductible.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any payment on the back end. I took the plan where they offer you two things. You either have no deductible up front, but you end up at some point running out of money and you have to pay bills afterwards. I didn't want that, so being over 65.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the $1,500. I paid $1,500 to $2,000 up front. I have no
back end
payment,
right.
But now I have Social Security. Should I flip that back around the other way? Because the way you're saying now, will Social Security pick up if I had bills on the other end, at the back end.
That's
where I'm confused.
I think that's something where you're going to have to talk to your HR as well as Medicare and try to figure out what is the best for you and your budget and covers your needs. Because the Affordable Care Act doesn't cover.
No, I'm not even interested.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But you need to find out from Medicare what they cover and the cost and what have you, and then from HR in terms of your plan, and then figure out what's the best combination of both to get you covered, and square it away. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck to you. Let me go quickly to Rayford at 239-1310. Rayford, you got 2 minutes.
Yeah. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I can only tell you about my journey through this maze that we had to go through. When I originally started my plan, I asked them to start it in April of 2014 because I already had coverage up to that point. They didn't. They started it prematurely. They started me in January. Well, it took me forever to get that corrected. But once they did correct it, my plan started, and they gave me the plan. They kept giving me Anthem. They kept giving me Anthem, and I didn't want Anthem because Anthem didn't fit my need. But no matter how many times they got me with MDYs, they would cancel me again with MDYs because they thought they was canceling Anthem. I got canceled 3 times in 2014, and my plan effective date started over and over again. It finally ended up where they canceled me in September again because they were trying to cancel the Anthem. So I had two health carriers. I had MD and Anthem. Anthem I didn't want. And I had the Anthem Dental. The problem I had was just getting anybody to do anything to get it corrected. And it was always, when I called the carrier, they were perfect. They couldn't do anything because they had to go back to the marketplace. Going back to the marketplace would say, well, no, we're going to get it escalated and we'll get it taken care of. And every time it would end up, I get canceled again.
So where are you?
So my point is, have you changed the system to where at least the carrier can handle simple things like name changes, address changes, effective date changes, because they have no powers to do that.
Let me watch time. Can CareSource make those simple changes that the caller's talking about? They still got to go back through the marketplace.
No, the name changes, address changes, those kinds of things we can handle within our system. The effective date's all going to depend on when they enroll into the marketplace. But you can make those changes by calling our 800 number, going to CareSource.com. Any of those types of things where we have a different avenues for them to make those changes.
And Rayford, have you relooked because there's more plans being offered, more companies being offered in Indianapolis to get something better moving forward for 2015?
No, I just stayed with what I had because, again, we looked at it and it was once again, it looked like a maze. And, you know, the devil you know. And
there might be something better at a lower cost than the devil you got now.
At CareSource.
That's true. But the problem I had is the marketplace, they say, well, we can put through us. But Amos, you got to understand how much of a, think about Bank of America. That was the marketplace.
The other thing is, did you ever work with a navigator?
Well, I understand. I'm an insurance agent. And I know what I'm doing, and I've been doing this for 30 years. My point was I had just a simple request that the marketplace can never do. And every time, and again, I have my notes. I have everything that I still have. And when I worked with the navigator before, they would get on the phone, and they would be with the marketplace. And I could tell you, I spent well over, 100 hours working on this thing during the course of the year trying to get it corrected. Because
Can I ask you one quick question?
Janae wants to ask one quick question.
If you were just specifically talking to the individuals at the marketplace, then they are dealing with everyone in all the states. So I just would love to encourage you to try to talk to a navigator that is in Indiana. Because they are good at what they do, but at the same time, they're dealing with every state and every state's individual plans, et cetera, so forth. So I really encourage encourage you to try to look at the plans because there are more options, and try to work with a navigator that is in Indiana because we know specifically what's going on with these individuals. So I just really want to encourage you to do that because the 800 number, they're helpful, but we know it specifically for Indiana.
Right, but I was even on with the carrier, and the carrier
No, 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 no. You missed the point. They're real human beings that would sit down with you over a soda pop at the Mickey D's, use their laptop, and work with you. They'll come to your house. Even if you're an insurance agent, they come to your office and walk you through everything and answer your questions, and you'd probably be so impressed you'd hire them for your business. That's how good they are. And they're licensed by the same people that license you. But anyway, I appreciate the call. Folks from CareSource, Scott Streeter, vice president of all kinds of wonderful things with CareSource, and their website is CareSource.org, right?
.com.
I was close.
CareSource.com.
CareSource.com. Answer everything you want to do. Steve Smitherman, the head of CareSource, the executive director of the Indiana market. Lakeisha Zachary, CareSource's all things provider engagement specialist. And Carmen Lowry. I told you she was the best navigator in the whole state of Indiana with HealthNet. And she didn't even need help from Janae, but Janae was just here just because she didn't have to be in the office. Guys, thank you very, very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Tomorrow.